Now, with regards to the aspect of grief, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said that the word al-hazn, sadness, does not appear in the Quran except in the form of forbidding it. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَهْزَنُوا. Or in the form of negating it. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And for the reason for this is because there's no benefit in having sadness in the heart. The most beloved thing to shaitan is to make a believing slave sad by taking him off the track. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from sadness, and he said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzn. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said, sadness weakens the heart and diminishes determination and wanting to go forward, and there is nothing more beloved to shaitan than the sadness of a believer. For this reason, we need to be happy, be optimistic, think good of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have trust in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do, and depend on Him. You will find happiness and pleasure in all situations. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said that don't ruin your happiness with worry, don't ruin your mind with pessimism, don't ruin your success with deception, and don't ruin your optimism or your good thoughts about others. Don't ruin your day by looking back at yesterday. And if you think about the situation, you'll find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you things without asking. So have trust in Allah that He doesn't prevent anything from you, and He intends goodness for you. You could be sleeping and the doors of heavens are being opened with the du'as being made on behalf of you, subhanAllah. Perhaps from someone poor that you may have helped, or someone sad that you brought joy to, or someone passing by that you smiled at, someone in distress, and you remove that person's distress. One of the righteous predecessors said, I make dua to Allah for something I want, and if He gives it to me, I'm happy once, and if He doesn't give it to me, I'm happy 10 times, because the first was my choice, and the second was His choice. Sadi, rahimahullah, used to say, life is short, so don't shorten it with worries, grief and sadness. Be the owner of the heart that breathes happiness and satisfaction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our times happy times. May Allah forgive one and all. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.